Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, and I'm just here to comment on my recent post that I put up. And the post that I put up was plagiarized by the president. I put my post out on the 27th, which was yesterday, and then I see on the news that Mr. Obama had stolen my information and twisted it. I put up the video that said, "Don't buckle, buckle down," says chiropractor in Mount Pleasant, SC. So, don't buckle, buckle down. And then now we hear Obama saying to the Democrats, buck up, buck up. So man, he stole my damn phrase, I think. I think that's a little crappy there. I didn't even get one little pat on the back for that. But I know it's loosely stated. But it's funny how the things that I think of and do, oftentimes the next day I'll see him in the news. So anytime I think of something, I'm going to put it in and then see how many times those things are copied or just by serendipity, put in the news as well. So I put my buck up statement in the form of don't buckle, buckle down. I like it better. Buck up. I mean, it almost sounds like F-U-C-K up. You know, it doesn't sound as good as don't buckle, buckle down. Buckle down has a ring to it. Buckle down sounds good. It sounds like an old-time phrase almost. And it is. It's an old-time phrase. More or less British in origin. 18th century, 16th century, 17th century. Who knows when they first started using buckles. It's a rather complex machine. A buckle. And it's just something that somebody figured out how to do. So here you have this statement that I put out, and I haven't even had any comments on it. And Obama puts his statement out, and there have probably been a myriad of comments. And I think I've been slighted. I think they stole my stuff. You know, I'm going to put this out there, and then somebody's going to comment and say, "Hey, what are you? You're a bad person. You're like..." I'm just joking, guys. I don't think he stole my stuff. It's just kind of funny how you'll see things that you put out, and it's similar to someone else put them out. And it's not like I sat around and called Obama and said, "Hey, what are you going to put out tomorrow? I'm going to do it too." You know, it's like serendipitously happened by chance or whatever. We put something out that is similar, and politically we couldn't be more divergent, he and I. But maybe in some ways we're similar too. He's an intrepid guy. He's not somebody who gives up. Obviously, to get where he is, you couldn't have given up. And of course he's focused on things that I wouldn't be focused on, social engineering and of course redistribution of wealth. I'm more interested in personal perseverance, personal achievement, and personal reward. It makes perfect sense to me. And for lack of a better word, it's greed. And if I could use a better word, it'd be like incentivized working. If someone is incentivized, they'll work. If they're not incentivized, thus the welfare system, thus government employees, thus Congress. Actually, they are incentivized. They're incentivized to do less, because the less they do, the more they get per hour. My view is the more you do, the more you should get, if you're effective. Now, I've worked my tail off in some things and gotten not a thing. Lost money, got my butt beat, but I just figure that's part of the territory. I'm going to find a way to make a lot of money, one way or another. I'm going to find a way to deliver more care. I'm going to find a way to make my life better, because that's what I choose. I can't go down, guys. I came from a poor area. I came from a poor family. I'm not going back. It's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor.